Hexmob, a.k.a. Mariah Maxim, a three-year senior at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. And now, coming to you direct from the studios at St. Andrew's Sewanee School, it's Crossroads, the singer-songwriter hour featuring new music produced and recorded by students, faculty, and friends of St. Andrew's Sewanee School in Sewanee, Tennessee, a private, co-educational day and boarding school with outstanding academics, arts, and athletics. Your hosts tonight are Dr. Will Ireland, SAS Performing Arts Director, and DJ Milwaukee, a.k.a. Luke Fosselman, a junior from Nashville, Tennessee. Crossroads is sponsored by GACA and the Heather Ireland Performing Arts Endowment, empowering the next generation of performing artists. For more information, visit artsgaca.org. That's artsgaca.org. And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Will and DJ Milwaukee.
You are back at the Crossroads. That's right. You're joining DJ Milwaukee, a.k.a. Luke Bosselman.
A junior.
And
Dr. Will.
Yes. Dr. Will Ireland.
Yes, I am Dr. Will Ireland.
And today we got Maestro Steve behind the glass pushing the buttons. Yeah. And we're excited, Luke, because this, believe it or not, is our final show of the 23-24 school year.
Stop, I'll cry, I swear.
Here we are in the beautiful St. Andrew's Sewanee Studios, and we're going to close out the year with what I think might be our best show yet, because we have a guest we've been trying to get on since the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And that is St. Andrew's Sewanee graduating senior.
The wonderful
Anawa Henson. Woo! Welcome, Anawa.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You're of course, welcome. Of course. We have been trying to get you on since the beginning of the year. Anawa, for those that don't know, I'll just give a little plug before we introduce her further, but fabulous senior, could not have done the musical Beauty and the Beast this year without her as our rehearsal pianist. She was amazing. And now we get to hear two, not one, but two of her original tunes.
I'm excited. I'm extremely excited.
I hear you. So Anawa, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey and set up the first tune for us.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've been here at SAS for 4 years, involved with the performing arts. My first creative expression, so my first actual performance, was over Zoom, because it was during the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah, so some crazy years to be starting out as a performer, but now we're here. We've had a bit of a fiasco with the college process, but other than that, it's been a pretty great year.
That's how it goes. That's just how it goes.
Well, I'm really just honored that I got to work with you my first year at SAS, which is your last year, unfortunately, at SAS, but it's been a very productive year, and today you had your final creative expression
which
concert.
I must add, she helped organize.
Yes, she did. Her fellow seniors should be forever grateful that that came off as well as it did today.
From Zoom to planning committee.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. So tell us about the first song, because you have the honor of the first song today.
So the first song is one that I actually wrote last year and did perform at Creative Expressions, which is why I chose to have it here today. It's one I wrote about my biology class that I had where we'd go outside. It's actually my first song that I wrote, and it's called The Ebb and Flow of Ferns.
Beautiful. Ooh, I love that.
I love that title. That's
The Ebb and Flow of Ferns. Good alliteration, Anawa. I like
that
title.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, here we are. Anawa Henson gives our first song for our final Crossroads of the year, The Ebb and Flow of Ferns.
Thank you.
That was Onawa Henson with The Ebb and Flow of Ferns. That was amazing. It really gave me a feel of like the natural world, how it would go in and out of stability and discomfort. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I was totally in the forest with you and exactly, Onawa during that song. It was really beautiful, and I felt like there was a brook running through some of the ferns, maybe, and yeah. I don't know. It really inspired my imagination.
I could feel it. I could feel what was happening, yeah. You know?
So, obviously, that was inspired by your class, and we have a lot of outdoors are very important here at St. Andrew's Sewanee, and obviously, you were inspired there. Tell us about your process, though. Like, how do you get it from an idea to the page and score it and all that? What's it like for you?
I was very intimidated when I first started songwriting, but actually, I'm a big fiction writer and poetry writer, and I found the process to be very similar, where I didn't think about it in terms of like how you do a math problem, but just kind of let it flow. So I was just about 12 hours at the piano, just kind of banging out little things until I kind of got like a melody I'd like, and then I'd string more on. It was very chaotic and unorganized, and yeah, but it was fun.
So ultimately, out of that chaos came some order.
Yeah, you could say that.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I enjoy chaos.
Yes, chaos indeed. Theory indeed. Is a thing, you know. So beautiful, just beautiful. Well, we'll hear more from Onawa a little later. Right now, Luke, you and I have been jamming a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We've spent some time in the music room at night, and you've got a couple of new things percolating, as do I. You got a new song that I really like.
Yeah, it's called With Time. I mean, I've been writing all the time. Like, I've been writing all year, but recently especially, just all the time. But this one's called With Time. I've said time a lot in the last 30 seconds, but that's the name. So.
With Time, yeah. Luke Bosselman.
Can't help think it's my fault. Felt much better in fall. And everything was still new. When I was more mysterious to you. Can't help but feel it's my name. Covers your wrist in bloodstains. Sorry if I'm too much for you. But I can no longer start anew. I'm sorry my eyes don't fill with tears. When I feel death is growing near. Sorry they widen with glee. I just can't wait to let it be. Fear shivers up my bones, attacks my spine. What happened to the time? Fear that I'm nothing special, I'm nothing great, I'm all the same. Can't help but think it's my fault. Felt much better in fall. When everything was still new. When I was more mysterious to you. So please bandage me up. Lay me on the dirt. Take away my hurt. So please let me fade away. Though I will never pay everything I owe to you. with time. They said everything would be fine, but everything is wrong, and I'm still strung along. With time, said I would be free, people would care for me, but I fear for the end of my song. Can't help but think it's my fault, felt much better in the fall, and everything was still new, and I was more mysterious to you. Can't help but think it's my fault, felt much better in fall, when everything was still new. I was still mysterious to you.
And the name of that again is
With Time.
With Time. Okay, so interesting lyrics.
Thank you.
I like them. So tell me a little bit about it. Let's dig on this one a little bit.
Well, I was just mainly trying to write a song about how with time, not only do things not necessarily change, but you get better at dealing with things, as well as the fact that with time, your feeling of affection for things or somebody or a place or something can just shift and become something else, not necessarily something worse, but just something in general, you know? So I was really trying to encapture that in my song.
So the more things change, the more they stay the same, but you just get better at dealing with crap, right?
Exactly, yeah. And that really comes, wait for it,
with time.
Yeah.
I got it. Ooh, I see what you did there. Nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
All right, I entitled it just for that pun.
Yeah, you were waiting for this episode, so you could drop that.
I knew it.
Yep. Well, I've got one, and it's sort of an oldie, but I've reworked it a little bit, and it was inspired initially. I had the music, and the song's called Daydreams. And there's nothing about daydreams in the lyric at all.
Right.
But it is in itself a daydream.
Right.
And I kind of daydreamed this melody in the song, and I was just kind of plucking around with a couple of different things. And I kind of wrote like two guitar parts,
right,
which is one I taught to you, and then I put them together.
Yeah.
And then the lyrics started to come, but when I met my wife, the lyrics all changed. So it became more about seeing her for the first time.
Right.
But then also every time I look at her.
It's a combination of both.
Yeah.
Every time is the first time.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly right. So every time, and the first thing I think about when I think of my wife is her smile.
Right.
So that's one of the hooks is about her sweet smile that's in the song. So it's not completely biographical about anything, but, you know, it could be any daydream, but it's kind of written from the perspective of watching this person from afar.
Right.
And just observing and kind of imagining what their life is like.
Yeah.
And how you might fit into that life.
An outsider looking in.
Yes.
Trying to find a way in.
So this is called Daydreams.
Nice.
She buried her sorrow beneath laughter and lies, but I can't forget her sweet smile. woman, heart of a child. And it's a long, lonesome highway that leads to her heart. And I know I got to reach her, but I don't know how to start. I got to find the place where dreams hide. Yeah, well, I've got time on my side. Standing in a shadow with the moonlight in her hair, and her eyes shone through the darkness. I could only stand and stare, but I can't forget her sweet smile. Soul of a woman, heart of a child.
Daydreams by Dr. Will Ierley.
Yes.
That song makes me believe that you deserve that doctor title. With its genius lyrics.
Thanks, lyrics. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yes. I kind of get hung up on lyrics a little bit.
So. That's fair. That's fair. I go back a lot and I'm just like, no, it should be seen, not saw.
I think, you know, to bring Anawa back in on this, but I will tell you that initially, you know, before I started writing songs, I was writing poetry. And so then music, when I started picking up the guitar and started getting better at the guitar, some the songs, the music that I would come up with would kind of say words to me. I'd hear the words in there. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, no, it's words and then... Or no, it's music and then words.
Yeah, music and words.
I was saying it backwards.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, that's music and then the words.
I will say, over the past couple days, I've been doing a lot of words before.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Anawa, we've got another song from you to cue up, so why don't you set up this next song for us?
All right, so the next song is actually the last song I wrote, so kind of playing the first and the last seems serendipitous, seeing as I'm about to graduate. But this song is called Tuesday's Child, and to kind of talk about like the creation process with what you were talking about with music coming before words. When I write poetry or short stories, images or feelings come before words. So this song is one that I originally like, that I eventually want to put some words to or some ideas to, but right now it's still in like the feeling, the image, the music phase, which is always my favorite. So this is Tuesday's Child.
That's beautiful.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Bravo, Tuesday's Child.
I love that. I love that song.
Yes.
Need you to record that and release it to the world.
I love how the interplay with your left hand and right hand there, and what you're doing, and some of the little octave runs, and the playfulness on the keyboard with it. It kind of reminds me of what I like to think of you like when you're in your element with your family, maybe in the woods, running around, having fun, you know.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Know? Playful.
Yeah. Well, that's a major compliment. I love to embody that song.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing. We were so lucky. So as we wrap up here, tell us what is next for you as you leave us here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School.
So I've actually had a very fast change in my plans. I'm going to Tennessee Tech University now. I've got a week-long orientation in August. I'm going to be a chemistry or biology major, but I'm also going to play in their ensemble, and I'm trying to join the musical communities there. So I'm a little nervous because I've really found my footing here with the community and the arts and the music, and especially not being a music major, I'm a little nervous about finding my footing there, but I'm very determined and excited. So thank you for having me.
It's been amazing. You're the ultimate left brain, right brain person. I think that's awesome. Previous to this, my dad, you know, I talk about him on the show a little bit, but he was a chemistry major at Drexel University, but he also wrote music and was into music composition and music theory and all those things. So he was kind of balancing those two things in his life as well, ever since I can remember. So.
And if they make you feel like you don't fit in, just call us up. We'll take care of it.
Yes,
we'll take care of it.
We'll do, we'll do.
Yeah. We'll use our connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Luke, we have done it. We have concluded our first season of Crossroads.
Can you believe it? It's a bittersweet feeling. I have to wait, three, 4 months before we can do another one.
And we'll be back in August with some new guests. Lots of new things, and I think we're going to be, both of us have some plans over the summer to work on rounding up some talent.
Oh yeah,
outside of the St. Andrews community, we've really been focusing a lot, and we will continue to do that because there's so much great talent here at St. Andrews Sewanee School. Well, that's it. We've done it again. Thanks for joining us this year on the Crossroads. We'll see you back in August. So, for Luke Bosselman,
goodbye, and Dr. Will,
goodbye. See you next time on the Crossroads.
I'm DJ Hexmob, a.k.a. Mariah Maxim, and you've been listening to Crossroads, an original music show recorded and produced in the studios at St. Andrew Sewanee School. Your hosts tonight have been Dr. Will Ireley and DJ Milwaukee, a.k.a. Luke Bosselman. If you'd like to join us on Crossroads, just send an email to wmtn@sasweb.org and tell us a little bit about your music. We'll get right back to you. Crossroads is sponsored by GACA and the Heather Ireley Performing Arts Endowment, empowering the next generation of performing artists. For more information, visit artsgaca.org. That's artsgaca.org. And keep it tuned to the original music voice of the mountains, WMTN Radio.